We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Steady calling my phone.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Jess Hilarious is here. Charlamagne is out. Now, if you just joined us, we were talking about 800-585-1051. Issa Rae, in an interview yesterday with Tigger, Issa Rae was talking about one of her biggest fears is to get pregnant. She said, I have a fear of getting pregnant. I don't want to be slowed down. And I'm talking about in her career. So that is the question, 800-585-1051. We're asking, ladies, do you feel like if you become pregnant, it slows you down? Is that your biggest fear when it comes to your career and life? That is the question, 800-585-1051. Let's listen to Issa Rae first.
Yeah, that's always been a thing for me. Like, I just have a fear. Maybe this will change my mind playing this role, but I'm just like, I don't want to be slowed down for any reason. And I, my friends are like, girl, it's not going to slow you down. It's fine. But I don't believe them.
So now let's start with you, Jess. Jess, what are your thoughts?
I don't think that it slows you. I don't think it has to slow you down. I think, like, times are different now. I don't, and I can't even speak for everybody, because I know when I was pregnant, I got pregnant at a young age, and I got pregnant when I was 19. I had my son when I was 20. It didn't slow me down, but I also didn't know what I wanted to do yet. You know, I was still like working like dead end jobs. You know what I mean? McDonald's overnight, and I couldn't even keep a job at 19. You know what I mean? So when I, but when I realized I wanted to step into a career, and that was this, you know, he was like 2. And it just still didn't slow me down. I want to have actually more children now. I would if I was already, you know, married and everything. But I don't think it has to slow you down.
Well, let me ask you a question. If you were pregnant now,
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like it would slow you down? Because, you know, right now Jess is doing everything, right? Yeah. You're doing concerts, you're doing, yeah. you know, you're on the road, mm-hmm. you got TV, mm-hmm. you're doing the Breakfast Club, you're yeah. doing so much. Do you feel like if you were pregnant now that that would slow you down?
I often think about that, and I really do not think so. I have a huge support system, both mm-hmm. of my parents, even with my son now, his dad is in his life, and then I have a huge family. Mm-hmm. My little sister, she acts as a nanny for me sometimes. Mm-hmm. No, it depends on like the support, and I have a huge support system and a great foundation, so I don't think it'll slow me down.
Now, Teslin Figueroa, she's still with us. Now, yes. Tez, you have a young daughter as well, so do you feel like being pregnant, do you feel like it slowed you down? And if you're pregnant now, do you feel like it would slow down what you're doing now?
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you for letting me sit in on this, because I think it's important people hear two different yeah. you know, perspectives from women. And Jess hit it right on the nail. It really does come down to your support system. Now, for me, I got married and we didn't have our first child. I have one until we were married for 7 years. So mm-hmm. I didn't have a child young. And even right. still being married, when you are married, your husband and your children really do come before you. So that means that you're making an adjustment. His career moved. So I had to move, which means I had to stop school. I had to pick it back up online. I mean, it is an adjustment. And I want, you know, to be very clear with women that although, you know, you may think your family may be supportive, or you may think you have the support, you don't know if you'll have to move. I've had to move in 5 different cities. I've moved over 10 times. Both my parents are in the ground, you know, so I've lost mm-hmm. both my parents. And even then, they wouldn't have been in the city to help me anyway. So I'm an only child. I don't have brothers and sisters. There was not, you know, this large family that's just going to come by and, you know, and help. But right. I was still highly successful. I ran my own business in Orlando called the Ally Group. I had 300 employees. You know, I won Orlando Business Journal twice. So you can still be successful, yeah. but it is an adjustment. It took me longer to finish my degree. I got 2 degrees, but it mm-hmm. still took me longer. There was an adjustment. I had to slow down. And to be clear, he's my ex-husband now. He is very much involved, you know, in my child's life from an emotional, physically, a financial. So there's no deadbeat dad. You know, this is a co-parent situation similar to Jess, but even still, it slowed down some of the things I wanted to do. Still got it done, but it did take a little bit longer. Yeah.
I would say that, you know, the part of me is being a little guilty to mm-hmm. feeling like my career took off and I didn't allow my wife's career to take off, mm-hmm. right? So my wife is, you know, a major in communications, and she had aspirations for doing so many different things. But, you know, we had Madison early. And yeah. being from New York, I couldn't afford to live in New York because it was too expensive. So I had to drive an hour out the way in Jersey, which mm-hmm. put us in a place in the suburbs where she knew nobody. There was no way for her mm-hmm. to get to work, and there was no way for her to get to the city and then get back to pick up our child. And she wanted to raise the child, so it wasn't no nanny. So yeah. it wasn't a babysitter because we didn't have any family out there.
Right.
So because, mm-hmm. you know, we did that, she had to sacrifice her career to raise mm-hmm. our family, which has always mm-hmm. been something that I always, you know, felt funny from, because it's like, you know, yeah. she allowed me and helped me get my career, and I never did the same for her because she had the family. Mm-hmm. So for
damn
her, I think
envy.
It did. I think it did slow her her career down.
It does.
Mm-hmm. Damn you, Envy.
What?
You just let loose all with dangling all early, and you just pursuing your life, and you didn't even say, hey, babe, you want to go back to school? You just said, hey, nah, babe, we want to keep having these kids.
But let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. The question is, ladies, do you feel like being pregnant slows your career down, or did it slow your career down, yeah. or maybe it didn't? Let's talk about it when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne is out. Jess Hilarious is here.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just joined us, we've been talking about women being pregnant. Does that slow your career down? Now, this came from Issa Rae. She was interviewing with Tigger. And this is what she said.
Yeah, that's always been a thing for me. Like, I just have a fear. Maybe this will change my mind playing this role, but I'm just like, I don't want to be slowed down for any reason. And my friends are like, girl, it's not gonna slow you down, it's fine. But I don't believe them.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we're asking 800-585-1051, does pregnancy slow you down? Has it slowed you down? Let's go to the phone lines. Desi, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Hey, girl.
So I just wanted to tell you guys that I just had a baby a year ago. He's about to turn 1 July 31st.
Mm-hmm. And I just graduated with my AA in business administration.
Congrats.
And I'm going back for my bachelor's degree in business as well. And I'm a full-time social media influencer. And I just want to say, like, having a baby does not slow you down whatsoever. It's just how motivated you are and how determined you are. That's what's going to push you. A baby does not stop nothing.
Okay. I totally agree with you.
Hello, who's this?
This is Dre. How you doing?
Hey, Dre. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
Now, has the pregnancy slowed you down, Dre?
No, it has not.
Talk to me.
You know, I feel like that it would slow my girlfriend down, but not too much. She's actually a model and a fashion designer, so if she were to just get pregnant, then, you know, she wouldn't be able to do as much of that with those things.
Dre, no disrespect. I don't want to hear from you. You know, I want to hear from the women.
Oh, I see. I feel it.
All right. I ain't gonna answer the question about big pregnant.
I love that. Like, yeah, man, I feel like it'll slow my girlfriend down. Like, yo.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, what's your name, mama?
My name is Angie. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
Good morning, Angie. We're talking about pregnancy. Do you feel like it would slow you down, or are you nervous about it?
No. Okay, so this is a funny topic because I just came home from Florida. I'm originally from Miami. My baby turned 5, and we went to Orlando with my family.
Okay.
And they were just pressuring me to have a kid. They want my son to have a sibling. I'm the oldest of 4. I'm the oldest of 14 grandchildren. I don't want no more damn kids.
Okay. Why? Why are you scared it'll slow you down more? Or did your first one slow you down? Why?
Not at all. I just don't have patience. So I feel like I will get slowed down because I'm kind of driven, and I want to just get to where I want to get. So multiple kids. I don't know how even Envy has so many children. That's a lot.
Yeah, I have 6. But, you know, the thing about my 6 is they're all over the gamut. Like, I got a 21-year-old and a 19, or pretty much self-sufficient. They don't need me. Every once in a while, Dad, can you throw some money in my account? Or, Dad, I need this. And I do have a 10, a 9, a 6, and a 18-month-old, which requires a lot. And I will say it did slow my wife down. It did slow her career down because there's certain things that she cannot do. You know, she has to get up in the morning, take those kids. She has to pick them up. And my kids are in all type of activities. And she has to get around and get them. And, you know, I help as much as possible. And we do have some help. But, yeah, it definitely slowed her career down of what she wanted to do. I'm not, you know, can't even sit there and lie.
Yeah, like with men, it's, I think, a little different. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just mom all the time. And I don't know, even with my man, I got to take him here, take him back. No, I can't do another one. Then they want me to have a girl. It's just not happening.
I feel you.
Thank you, mama. Hello, who's this?
Hi, my name is Casey. I'm from Orlando, born and raised.
Hey, okay. Now you talk about being pregnant and slowing you down. Let's talk about it.
Well, my sister, she's 23 years old. She lives alone. You know, she has 2 dogs, a cat, 2 tarantulas, and she's actually terrified of the 6-week abortion ban in Florida. And she got a tubal ligation, you know, cut her hernia too, just to prevent herself from getting pregnant or being forced to carry a pregnancy in Florida.
So she was so scared to get pregnant, and with the pregnancy, with the abortion ban, she got a tubal ligation?
Yeah, at 23.
Jesus Christ. She definitely didn't want to get pregnant. Is she nervous of being pregnant because she feels like it'll slow her career down or something like that?
Yeah, she's 23. She lives alone. She has her own apartment, home place. She don't depend on nobody but herself.
She's 23.
And with the rent increases that are going on, if she were to get pregnant, she wouldn't be able to keep her animals, which she considers the kids as it is. But it would totally uproot and change her life. Mm.
23, a tube ligation?
Yes, 23, a tube ligation.
I thought you had to be able to have a certain amount of kids to even do that. I didn't think that you could, and then 23, you got to be a certain age to do that too. And then how does she know she's going to feel that way at 33?
Well, she got 2 dogs, 2 cats, a tarantula, a spider, and a hen.
Dr. Doolittle, so she's straight.
Yeah, she's straight. Now, let me ask you a question, Jess. When it comes to being pregnant, let's say, you know, I guess you would have to feel a way too, because let's say you're shooting a movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you become pregnant during the movie and the character is not pregnant. So I guess you have to hide that. I guess you'd kind of be nervous, you know, if you are a woman and those situations happen, or if you're on a sitcom, or if you're on a series, or if you're doing something where, you know, you have to play a character.
Right.
And then you become pregnant. You know, how does that work? Because, you know, what do you do for shooting now?
Nowadays, it's different. Nowadays, it's like it would be considered, they're so scared of, like, discrimination, like, oh, they put me off because I was pregnant. So what they would do is, if it's an ongoing show, they will write it in. They will write it in some type of way, and then it depends on the type of show it is. They would either have to put it on hold until after you had a baby, or rush and shoot it before you start showing. It just depends. It depends on a bunch of different variables nowadays. Back then it was like, but now people embrace all types of, like, you know, maternity shoots. And I mean, paternity is different. Maternity, like, roles and stuff right. like that. And I can still do stand up. I can still come in here. I can still, you know, it's not as limited as it used to be.
Right.
So.
All right. Well, all right. You got a final thought?
A final thought. Just don't get pregnant if you don't have no support, but get pregnant if you have support.
I mean, I think the whole thing is a support system. I mean, and having family around, it definitely helps.
Yeah.
Women who have to take on being pregnant by their self, I know it's a lot on them, because there is nobody to help. There is nobody to give them the break. Because sometimes as a parent, you just need a break.
Yeah.
You know, your kid's bothering the ish out of you, or the baby's crying, and you just need that little, give me my little 10, 15 minutes, or my hour, or my day, just to breathe a little bit.
Because it could send you mentally insane just as a parent. Like, you it's for a first time parent who has to do it by themselves, it is definitely hard.
Yeah.
So I just do what's best for you. And, you know, if you have support and you're not scared, jump out there, but do what's best for you.
All right. Well, we got rumors coming up. What are we talking about?
Ray J took his kids to school for the first time.
In June?
Yeah, I said, what damn school they go to?
Jesus. Okay. All right. We'll get to it next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.